USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Wall Street is closing with stocks sharply lower after the Fed Reserve announced it would hike interest rates by 0.75 percentage point. Chairman Jerome Powell saying there are more likely more sizable rate hikes to come to fight rising inflation. At the closing bell, the Dow losing 522 points to close at 3183. UK Prime Minister Liz Truss, speaking on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly, says she wants to work more closely with the United States on energy and economic security.
Also, I'm reaching out to fellow democracies around the world to make sure that democracies prevail and we protect the freedom and future of our citizens.
Among other topics, President Biden says they plan to discuss Northern Ireland policies and preventing Iran from obtaining a nuclear weapon. After Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis flew a group of Venezuelan illegal immigrants to Martha's Vineyard unannounced, attorneys have filed a federal class action lawsuit against Governor DeSantis on behalf of several of the illegal immigrants, claiming this scheme exploits their vulnerability for political gain. Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio responds to the lawsuit and says enough is enough.
They just got here. They're not even here legally. They didn't enter the country the proper way, and they're immediately in court demanding rights and claims under our laws. This is outrageous.
The lawsuit claims the illegal immigrants were tricked into thinking they could get money, housing, and work at their destination. A former Minneapolis police officer will serve 3 years in prison for his role in the death of George Floyd. Thomas Lane was sentenced virtually in Minneapolis Wednesday morning for a state charge of aiding and abetting second-degree manslaughter. This is USA Radio News.
This week on the Green Stock Journal, we're looking at public companies dedicated to environmentally friendly alternative energy sources. Blue Biofuels, trading under the symbol BIOF, has developed and patented a technology that can convert ordinary plant materials such as king grass, sugarcane bagasse, and farm waste into sugars that are used to create ethanol and sustainable aviation fuels. Blue Biofuels does this in a CO2 neutral and environmentally friendly manner. With the Ukraine war leading to grain shortages and record high corn prices, Blue Biofuels offers an alternative to corn-based ethanol by using plant-based waste. There are limitations in the amount of corn available for fuel, whereas there is sufficient plant-based feedstock suitable for the BIOF process to replace half the fossil fuels used in the U.S. Technologies like Blue Biofuels could be the answer that brings about a biofuels revolution, producing billions of gallons a year, making green energy production finally a reality. Do your research now on BIOF. For more on this story, visit GreenStockJournal.com. This week on the Green Stock Journal.
President Biden is going after Russia for its unprovoked war in Ukraine.
A permanent member of the United Nations Security Council invaded its neighbor, attempted to erase a sovereign state from the map.
Speaking before the UN General Assembly, Biden saying no one but Russia sought this war. Figures are starting to come in on what it has cost to respond to the water crisis in Jackson, Mississippi. Preliminary estimates are between August 29th and September 15th, nearly $192,000 was spent on emergency repairs at the O.B. Curtis Water Treatment Plant. According to the Mississippi Emergency Management Agency, at least $1.8 million has gone to labor and staffing. An election transparency bill called the Disclose Act will be getting a vote in the Senate. Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, explains the bill.
If a multi-billionaire wants to spend colossal sums on candidates who are deeply anti-choice or who support insurrectionists, which some of these dark money special interest MAGA Republicans do, shouldn't the public have a right at least to know, simply to know it?
According to analysis done by the New York Times, in the 2020 election cycle, Democrats spent $1.5 billion in dark money compared to Republicans' $900 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.